Catherine. It's Tim Carter. Thanks a ton for calling Ask the Builder. Good morning. How are you?
I'm just fine this morning.
Okay.
Calling you about a wet crawl space, which I know is a common problem, but my situation seems a little different than what I've seen on your website.
Okay.
We have a split-level house, and there's a big crawl space under the one single level. And the side of the house that is our front of our house has had water that shows up in the crawl space about 12 hours after it rains, pretty much whenever it rains or snows. And we end up with maybe 1 to 2 inches of water pooling in any sort of low spot. The crawl space doesn't have a vapor barrier, but it does have a couple inches of gravel.
Okay.
And when we have found that it was damp in there before, when we first got the house, we actually pulled some of the gravel to the side so we could see what was going on, and that's where we got relative low spots.
Okay.
The landscaping is sloping away from the house, so it's not like there's water, you know, pooling right next to the foundation. In fact, the dirt that's right between the house and the hedge that's in front of the house is really always totally dry because we've got about a 4-inch eave over the house.
All right. Well, I got a couple of questions. Let me ask some questions, and then so we can I think we can charge right to the bottom of it. Tell me about the general topography, the slope of your lot. Does the is your house on a little bit of a hill or a slope?
It is on a little bit of a hill. Actually, both sloping from the front of the house down to the street.
Okay.
And then, although the house is pretty much on the top of that. Okay, and there are huge oak trees. Or maple tree, I guess they're maple trees, sorry, in the front yard, on the flatter area of the front yard.
Okay, how about...
And it is also sloping from the neighbor to the east of us down as well. A couple years ago, we put a French drain on that side of the house, so there isn't any moisture on that side of the house in the crawl space.
Okay, but is there any ground around your house that is higher than your house? Like how about the neighbor to the west or the south or whatever?
Only on the side where we put the French drain, and that
ground's higher than your house.
Yes.
Okay. I think what happened is I don't think you put enough of the linear French drain in. Even though you put it on that one side, you still have enough water that's collecting around the yard, you know, that's wanting to go into that crawl space. It's finding it easier to go into the crawl space than move through the soil. And that's... Mm-hmm. That's one of the benefits of these linear French drains that I call it, is that, or a curtain drain, is that they actually, in a way, kind of act like a sponge. Once you understand that, you know, water moves under the influence of gravity. In other words, gravity is the only thing that's making it move. So if you were a drop of water, you would say to yourself, you would much rather go through a pipe or some washed gravel than you would try to push your way through, you know, the soil. I mean, the best analogy I can give, would you rather walk down a street or would you rather walk through 3 feet of snow? I mean, you know how hard it is to walk through snow.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So if you were to put either a U-shaped or even completely surround the house, if at all possible, with this linear French drain like I talked about on the website, and then you said the ground slopes out to the street. You know, in other words, the street is lower than your house, right?
Right.
So if you take the pipe one or two places out to the street, you know, you're going that crawl space problem is going to go away in a heartbeat as long as one other thing's happening. I assume that your downspout lines from the roof, they're also piped out to the street. They don't just empty onto the ground, do they?
They were piped out to the street. The ones that are at the two at the front of the house, we discovered this summer that that drain was actually blocked. Probably again by tree roots because it goes right under these
right.
huge maples.
Maples, okay.
So we, right now, those two drains we have connected to a slotted drain that is spilling out, you know, 6 feet in front of and sloped down from the front of the house.
Okay, but even though you think that's sloping down, that water, some of that's going into the topsoil. So that's part of the problem. You could actually run a kind of an interesting test right now. You could go out today and just buy some of that cheap, ugly, solid 4-inch pipe that's corrugated.
Mm-hmm.
And I know this would be ugly, but you could just pipe those downspouts out to the street right over land. See what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll bet you you're going to find less of a problem in the crawl space immediately. It won't all go away, but just less of a problem.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got to get all of that roof water away from the house. I mean, as far away as possible. You cannot dump onto the ground. And you do that, you put the linear French drain in, and then once you don't have water problems in the crawl space anymore, like you're, no more ponding of water after a rainfall or snow, you've got to put back in that vapor retarder. You must put that vapor retarder in the crawl space.
Okay.
It's mandatory.
Now, does the gravel all needs to come out to put the vapor retarder in?
No. You leave the gravel in, just smooth it out, and on my website, way down on the left-hand side, I've got a special section about vapor retarders,
mm-hmm.
and I talk about this newer one. It's probably now about 4 or 5 years old, one that's passes this special ASTM rating. I think it's ASTM 1745, and that's the one you want to put in. The regular stuff that you see sold at the home centers, that's not a superior vapor retarder, not by a long shot.
Mm-hmm.
So I would recommend you get the really good one, because the good ones you can tape. They come with special tapes. They're puncture resistant. They don't have pinhole leaks in them. They're cross laminated. Blah blah blah. They're just much better products.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Catherine.
Okay.
Simple as that. So tell me what happens after you put continue that linear French drain around the rest of the house and pipe it out to the street. I'd love to hear back from you.
Okay. Thanks
for calling.
Okay.
All right. Have a great day. All right. Bye.